Hi there, welcome to this week's little audio training. And today we are going to be talking about this ritual. It's a lovely little ritual that I use to get my creative energy flowing again when it feels stuck. So let me take a wild guess. First of all, let me start by taking a wild guess on what happens when you sit down to write your website copy or sales page or program, social posts, anything and everything. We have like tons to write when you're an entrepreneur online with a business online. And I'm going to go ahead and say that it happens even if you are, you know, ChatGPT is your writing assistant, right? So often, right, we end up feeling stuck or blank. Maybe every time you sit down to write, you find yourself feeling demotivated, frustrated. Maybe you have this sudden wave of exhaustion, wash over you. Or maybe you don't feel anything at all. You feel like totally uninspired and it's like, oh, what am I going to say here? So if any of those elements, stuck, blank, demotivated, frustrated, feeling exhausted, feeling nothing, if any of those responses to writing resonates with you, then let me just say that it's not you who's stuck. It's your creative energy. First thing to know is this happens to all of us, even pro writers who churn out thousands of words an hour. I know there are some, that's not me. I think I can do like just over 1,000 an hour, but some people do 4,000 or 5,000 words an hour. These genius writerly types out there who can do that. Even they, right, they experience all of this. And this is like pre-ChatGPT time where they could like just churn words out without a second thought. But even people like that, where writing just comes to them, they do feel stuck sometimes. So most people, right, most people will approach that stuckness and that frustration around their writing from a physical or mental standpoint. So maybe you force yourself to keep writing and that works sometimes. You can turn to ChatGPT for help and that can help kickstart things as well. Or you can like yell at yourself in your head, military style, drop and give me 100 sentences now, you know, something like that. And that used to be my go-to. I was very hard on myself. I would tell myself, no, you've got to keep going no matter what. So all of these things, you can try to do all of that or a host of other activities that bring in force and willpower and all of that stuff. But it's not going to make a difference in your creative energy, that's stuck, at least not for long. Like any kind of positive, radiant energy, and creative energy is positive and radiant and all and more, you simply cannot force yourself to get creative. You cannot force yourself to call in creative energy in that way, just to like force yourself to get into flow. It just doesn't work that way. So instead, I like to approach a creative block in a way that's subtle, gentle, and inviting, because it's so much more fun to do it that way. It's so much more relaxing and it works. So it's good to give yourself breathing room when you're stuck so that your creative energy starts to flow again and it flows with ease. It flows smoothly. So you can do that. You can get your creative energy flowing again with this beautiful little ritual that I absolutely love, and it takes just a few minutes. So I'm going to go through them one by one. I'm going to go through the ritual with you now. So first find a quiet space where you can sit for a few minutes. Then take one healing breath of relaxation and allow yourself to feel into your body. So when I say one healing breath, you can either do the full count in and out, tuning into that feeling of relaxation and counting in and out, counting for 5 in and 6 out, or 4 in and 6 out. One healing breath, it's good to do an intentional one healing breath where your out breath or your exhale is longer than your inhale, because that allows your nervous system to calm, to feel that energy of calm, to calm your nervous system. So you can do it officially with the one healing breath, or you can just intentionally one healing breath of relaxation. And then when you take that breath in and out, and then start to focus on feeling into your body, right? So next, what you do is try to identify where that stuck feeling is. When you're stuck with your writing, try to identify where there's always a corresponding physical sensation to an emotion. So that feeling, that emotion of feeling stuck and feeling the emotion of frustration and all of that, it's located somewhere in your body as a sensation. Give yourself a few moments to do that. Don't try too hard. Just kind of let yourself relax into it and feel it. So when you've identified that sensation in the body, next, try and see if you can visualize it. It may look like a tight ball of string. It may look like a patch of darkness. It can be, maybe nothing comes up for you. Don't worry if there's no right or wrong for this. Whatever image comes up for you is perfect. And if you don't see any image, that's perfectly fine too. So don't worry about it. Just give yourself a few moments. See if an image comes up. Now, the next thing to do is to release the stuckness. And we're going to do that with one healing breath of ease, with the proper inhale and exhale. So I'm going to walk you through that now. So breathe ease. We're going to be breathing ease into this part of the body where you felt that stuckness and the image that came up for you. So we'll be breathing ease on the inhale and relaxing your nervous system, as I said, with a slow, longer exhale. So let's try it now. You can do this even if you didn't do the other steps and you're just listening to this. Just try it, because it really helps to bring in the energy of ease into your entire energy system and into your physical self. So we'll breathe in ease for 4 counts. And breathe out for 6. So tune into that feeling of ease, like a memory or a sensation, or just try to imagine what ease feels like. So let's breathe it now. Ease into that space of stuckness. Breathing in, ease. One healing breath, let's go. Breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. And now breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So ideally you would be doing that with your eyes closed. So keep your eyes closed and check back in. Is that feeling of stuckness still there in that part of that body, of your body? I mean, if you had an image that came up, do you see a difference? If you saw darkness before around that feeling of stuckness, if it was represented as darkness, do you see some threads of light perhaps? Or maybe the darkness has disappeared altogether. If you saw a tight ball of string, do you see that the string is now loose or released altogether? It's gone. There's no longer a ball of string. If you need to, you can go ahead and take a series of one healing breaths of ease like we did earlier until you start to feel more relaxed and you start to feel that release around your stuckness, and either through a visual image or the sensation or both, the sensation in your body or both. So when you're ready, start writing again. You'll feel a lot more open to the process, and if you're using this exercise to manifest, you'll find that you're a lot more open to creative ideas flowing, seeing signs from the universe or helpful insights that escaped your consciousness before. So hope you enjoyed this little ritual. Feel free to listen again to get all of the steps. If you feel called, do let me know how it went for you. I love hearing from you. Until we meet again, have a beautiful day. And remember, when you take one healing breath for yourself, you're taking one healing breath for all of us. Till we meet again, bye.